SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
آموختن انگلیسی می تواند زندگی شما را تغییر دهد. شما می توانید با برنامه انگلیسی بیاموزید SBS همزمان با تقویت انگلیسی خود با فرهنگ استرالیایی آشنا شوید. این برنامه را در پودکاست اپ دلخواه خود بشنوید.
شما با پروگرام دری رادیوی SBS هستید.
هر استرالیایی با چگونگی کارکرد سیستم سیاسی استرالیا آشنایی ندارد. برای مهاجرین، بعضی از آنها از کشورهای آمدند که رأی دادن در آن کشورها اختیاری بوده است. یا شاید از کشور آمده باشند که به طور فعال از مشارکت سیاسی در آن جلوگیری می شد. بیایید نگاهی بیندازیم به این که چگونه جوامع متنوع در استرالیا به سیاست نزدیک می شوند. دایلی عضو مستقل پارلمان برای حوزه انتخاباتی فاولر در جنوب غرب سیدنی می گوید که در جامعهش بی‌سوادی سیاسی وجود دارد. او می گوید این امر سبب می شود تا بعضی مهاجرین به شیوه یکسان رای دهند، به خصوص جامعه ویتنامی ها.
The only party that they knew was the Labour Party out here in Fowler. They didn't know anybody else. There's no competition. People were just going by the same thing over and over, and you probably didn't know that you can actually have another choice. So until we gave them a choice, voting behavior started to shift over to an independent, and they're seeing that, oh my God, actually things are getting done, having somebody else who's not part of a major party.
دوی میگوید که حوزه انتخاباتیش با اتحادهای سیاسی سنتی مانند جناح‌های چپ و راست اهمیت نمی‌دهد.
I've got one of the most multicultural and multi-faith electorate in the country. Fowler has a large proportion of Vietnamese-born, Chinese-born, people from Iraqi, from Lebanon, from Laos, from Cambodia, Eastern European and their children. They don't focus much on what we in the media often focus on, and we see if there's a real disconnect to what we discuss, to what the ordinary working mums and dads are experiencing at a local level.
اومی افزاید در این انتخابات جامعه مهاجر حوزه انتخاباتیش بیشتر بر مسائل مخارج زندگی تمرکز دارد.
Energy bills, insurance costs, food has gone up, you know, rent, interest rates, that's impacting how they run their businesses, how they raise their families. These are issues, and I hear that, how do I try and fix that for our communities?
در استرالیا جوامع چینایی و اشخاص از جنوب آسیا با سرعت در حال رشد هستند. پروفیسور سوکمنی کورانا از پوانتون نیو ساوت ویلز در مورد میزان سواد سیاسی و مشارکت در این جوامع تحقیق کرده است.
The main takeaway from this survey was despite a number of these people having lived in Australia for over 10 years and 70% of Australian citizens, their understanding of Australia's voting systems was around 50%. Of course, people will try and compare it with the general Australian population, but I think there are different samples altogether because these people haven't been to primary school or secondary school in Australia.
Professor Corona میگوید که نتایج گروه‌های متمرکز نشان داده است که افراد آگاه با مسائل سیاسی و رسانه‌ای در این جوامع به عنوان واسطه عمل کرده‌اند تا فهم سیاسی را ارتقا داده و اطلاعات نادرست و گمراه کننده را برطرف کنند.
So the 50% might look really horrifying to think about all these people who don't understand Australia's voting system completely, yet they're in a system which has compulsory voting. But the flip side is there's also really politically active, politically literate, media savvy individuals in these groups who are trying to work on and tackle that problem.
محب اقبال از جامعه افغان استرالیایی است.
I think one important thing to note about migrants is that migrants are a very diverse group of people. They come from different faith, a different background and different affiliations in terms of their past experiences. If we talk about first generation migrants and then the second generation migrants have their own experiences and have their own perspective on politics.
بر اساس درک او جوامع مختلف به یک سمت از طیف سیاسی تمایل دارند.
I would say there is quite a representation on both sides, but I would say that might be slightly tilted towards the left. I think the humanitarian, equity, multiculturalism language that could be found on the left is more accommodating and people feel more comfortable. But that doesn't mean everyone is on this side.
Like Mohib میگوید زبان استفاده شده توسط سیاستمداران مهم است.
People who experience racism, who experience Islamophobia, who experience economic disadvantage, every good word gives them a hope.
هنگام انتخاب فردی برای رای دهی دو موضوع کلیدی برای جوامع افغان مهاجرت و فرصت‌های اقتصادی هستند.
Each party's approach to humanitarian visas and family reunion is an important issue to people.
The older generation of migrants and refugees are feeling like, oh my god, why are we bringing so many in?
دای میگوید که سیاست‌های مهاجرتی نیز در این انتخابات برای جامعه او مسئله مهم است.
We've had about over 10,000 refugees resettled here, and that 10,000 were just put in our city with no additional infrastructure, public transport, roads, houses, schools, health, jobs. That then would create tension in the community about why is it our hospital so crowded? Why is it our school so crowded? The reaction out of that is to stop migration, and that's what we're seeing at the moment. And that is as a result of poor planning for a multicultural community.
دائمه افزاید که عذاب بزرگ سیاسی دیدگاه های مهاجرین را در نظر نمی گیرند اما سعی دارند با آنها جلب توجه کنند.
They use migrant votes, which is different to taking into account migrants' needs and issues. They use migrants to garner votes, but to understand them fully, I don't think major parties need to understand. I think that they just need to court votes and they get elected based on their platform. You know, hopefully this will change. So it would be interesting to see how this upcoming election will change all of that because they're more independent. So hoping that that's going to shift the dial a little bit.
پروفسور کرونا میگوید که جوامع مهاجر استرالیایی بر اساس مسائل رای میدهند و به همین دلیل رای دهندگان نوسانی هستند.
Political allegiance in Asian Australian communities isn't as pronounced. That has been borne out since the 2019 election data. It does move around, it does shift around from Labor to Liberal, depending on what is happening in that particular election campaign. And we did find how their countries of origin were being talked about was important for, say, the Chinese origin communities. But there were also shared issues that they were voting on, like the reputation of the candidate as well as policies.
او امیدوار است که احزاب سیاسی از تحقیق او در مورد میزان سواد سیاسی جوامع چینایی و آسیای جنوبی استفاده کنند و اقدامات برای کمک به مهاجرین جهت فهم سیستم انتخاباتی استرالیا انجام دهند.
I think the biggest takeaway that Australian political parties could use from this research is to use the community experts to really leverage that community expertise. And they can be real intermediaries between the political parties and the communities at the grassroots level in terms of trying to understand what their genuine concerns are and communicating with people.
این گزارش توسط الکس تورنی و اولیویا دیوریو از بخش SBS Examines تهیه شده بود.
بپسندید، شریک سازید و نظر دهید. SBS دری را در فیسبوک تعقیب کنید.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.